Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste.
At long last, the weather is finally starting to get a little warmer here in Wisconsin, which means more snow is melting and we're even going to get some rain. While that's good news for people excited about spring, it could be bad for people who rely on private wells for their drinking water.
Lisa Lehman joins us now. She's acting private water section chief for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Lisa, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Lisa, why is spring the time for practicing extra safety with water wells?
Springtime is when we've got warming temperatures, melting snow, and rain in the forecast. All of those can create conditions that can impact people's wells.
And is there anything we can do to prevent our wells from becoming contaminated?
Well, what's important is that property owners are paying attention for signs of flooding or runoff that could introduce bacteria or other contamination into their water supply.
And so let's say a property owner does have a well. They suspect that it's flooded. What is the next step?
Well, watching for obvious signs of flooding or runoff is key. Sometimes a well can be contaminated even without any signs of flooding. So if a property owner has any concerns, what we suggest that is that people look for signs of a change in the color, smell, or taste of their drinking water. And if they notice any of those, then to stop drinking the water, make sure that the well is disinfected, and then have a follow-up sample done to make sure that their water is safe.
Now, imagine there are different types of wells. Are there certain kinds that might be more susceptible to contamination?
No, there are. It's primarily the private wells that we're focusing on. About 750,000 private wells in the state of Wisconsin that people get their drinking water from. Many residents in Wisconsin get their drinking water from municipal systems, which are different wells, a different construction, generally deeper. We're primarily focusing on getting the word out to people who have private wells. Some can be shallower, some can be deeper, It's important for owners to be aware to watch for signs of potential contamination.
And in terms of the location of the private wells, where are they generally located, and does that make a difference?
Private well is generally going to be located right on that individual's property. Occasionally, people may have a shared system between a couple of private owners. But in general, it's going to be right on that individual's property. Sometimes the wellhead will be obviously located in the yard. Some older systems could be in a basement or in a pit or in a low-lying area. Those are actually the ones that are going to be the most susceptible to contamination, are older wells or wells that are in low-lying areas.
Now, as you know, we've had an incredibly rough winter here in Wisconsin. Is that, do you think, going to affect the rate of contamination that you might typically see in a spring?
We have had, it's particularly the amount of snow that we've had this year that is making people think that there could be a little bit higher risk of contamination, because the snow melt and the runoff could occur over a longer period of time. There are some other factors that come into play: how quickly the snow melts and what are the soil types and the conditions in the local area adjacent to any one individual's well that are also going to be factors in what would be the risk to their own private well and their own drinking water.
Now, when we talk about flooding and that being a danger factor when it comes to well contamination, does it simply, you know, look like the top of the well is submerged in water?
Right. The obvious signs of a well being contaminated would be if the top of their well is submerged with flood water or runoff from adjacent properties, or either completely submerged or even having water on the land surface. Those are going to be some real obvious signs that a property owner should pay attention to the color, smell, or taste of their water.
And as far as the things that we worry about that could be getting into the well water, what kind of contaminants should people be on the lookout for?
Well, there's a variety of bacteria and other contaminants that can impact somebody's water supply and can cause a waterborne illness. Generally, if somebody suspects that they have a contamination and they stop drinking the water, they're going to have it disinfected, and then the well driller or a pump installer will sample the well after they do a disinfection, and they'll just be looking for bacterial contaminants in general.
And what about, you know, something that might be involved in a farm business like nitrates?
Nitrates are also a source of potential well contamination, and we encourage well owners to test their wells every year for bacteria and nitrates to look for any kind of problems. This time of year, we primarily encourage people to pay attention to the potential for contamination from bacteria that can come from flooding.
So in terms of just general well maintenance, might it be a good idea to just test your well come spring?
Yes, spring is a good time to test it. Spring is also a time that there can be, you know, a higher rate of contamination. We don't want people to be concerned if they get, if they test their wells in the spring and find bacteria. We don't want them to be concerned that they're always going to have a high bacteria rate throughout the year. Springtime with the flooding and the runoff, there's a greater potential for contamination. But really, any time of the year, it's good to do an annual test for bacteria and nitrates to make sure that there's not a long-term problem going on there with their well that might need to have something else done to address it.
So if you're a property owner and you get the well tested, comes back with some bacteria, maybe some nitrates, what's the next step?
For at this time of year, the next step is to have the well disinfected and then have a follow-up sample done to make sure that the disinfection was done properly and that the water is now safe to drink. If somebody is experiencing problems with their drinking water due to floodwaters, it's important that they wait for the floodwater to recede before they have the disinfection done, because if the flooding is the source of the contamination, doing a disinfection is only going to be temporary until those floodwaters go away.
And how long does it take to disinfect the well? Is it a matter of a day, or is it a process?
It's a relatively short process, and well drillers and pump installers, licensed well drillers and pump installers, are familiar with that procedure, and they're accustomed to helping property owners with their wells.
And so these are local businesses that do the disinfection. They're private. They're not affiliated, say, with the state.
Exactly right. The well drillers and pump installers have to be licensed by the state of Wisconsin, and so that licensing is a program that DNR manages. But for a private well owner, you can contact any of those licensed well drillers or pump installers, and we have lists of all the licensed individuals on our website that people can find.
Are you seeing any of these contaminated wells showing up already? We're sort of at the beginning stages of spring, but it's going to keep getting warmer, we hope at least. Are you seeing any especially high rate of contaminated wells so far?
We have received a few complaints in the last couple of weeks of people that are noticing concerns with their wells. We had a short, maybe about 10 days ago, we had a little bit of a warm-up. And we started to get some calls. Of course, this last week was cold again, and now we have warm weather in the forecast. So I think it could go up now, you know, later this week and into next week as we really get those warm weathers. But again, I think it's going to be localized, or it's going to vary locally around the state, depending on how much snow is still left to be melted or whether folks experience any rain that can cause some of those runoff issues.
Is there a point at which we're kind of out of the danger zone for the spring contamination risk? When can well owners relax?
Typically, what our experience has been is that once the frost is completely out of the ground, then the danger of the higher risk of contamination from runoff is pretty much gone away. Sometimes the frost being in the ground can lead to floodwaters or runoff going to low-lying areas, and then that's where the wells in those areas are going to be more susceptible. But once the frost is out of the ground, assuming that we don't have big rain events, that's usually the time where people don't have to be quite so concerned.
Lisa, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
That was Lisa Lehman, acting private water section chief for the Wisconsin DNR, with us to talk about how the spring thaw could contaminate drinking wells in Wisconsin.